We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shavuos, Halacha Aleph, from the beginning. Rav Nosson Zalman says, Inyan Shavuos, Shehi Kabbalas HaTorah, Al Pi HaMaimar Ashrei Ha'om HaShgacha, Siman Yud Gimel. This Halacha of Likutei Halachos will be explained based on chapter 13 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Vaklal, basically what Rav Nosson Zalman speaks about there is, Lahamshich hashgocha shlemo, if a person wants to be able to draw upon himself Hashem's full attention, complete attention, that's the term we'd use here. Even though we know kavyochol Hashem is giving the entire world and all the worlds his attention, but Rabbeinu Zal explains here and in several other places that it's not all identical. For example, there's a pasuk in the Torah where it says about Eretz Yisrael, Tomid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo, Mereishis Hashon Vadach Zashonam, that the eyes of Hashem are always focused on Eretz Yisrael. That's not to say Hashem doesn't see or doesn't look at or isn't watching what's going on in the rest of the world, but it's a different level of Hashgacha. And in this chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal differentiates between the Hashgacha of Klal Yisrael versus the Hashgacha Lahavdil that Hashem shows to other nations of the world. And he says there that in order for us to be able to receive Hashgacha Shlema, complete Hashgacha of Hashem, Hu al yidei shviras taivas momoin, it's by being able to destroy and eliminate the wrong type of desire for money, desire for somebody else's money, or desire to use money in a way that doesn't bring kavod to Hashem, but rather personal kavod. Ushviroso, and the way that we azoche to eliminate this taivas momoin al yidei tzedaka is through the mitzvah of tzedaka. And Rabbi Nizal shows this over there through psukim, yivtzoruch negidim, other psukim, ki al yidei shviras taivas momoin nimtak adin. Because when we're zeche to eliminate taivas momoin, we're able to sweeten the midas adin, the nimshach hachesed, and we initiate a flow of chesed from Hashem, v'nizgale b'chinas Moshiach, and we reveal the concept or the light of Moshiach, u'binyan abayis, and the binyan beis hamikdash, v'nimshach das, and we cause a flow of das, and this is what enables us to reveal and broadcast Torah in the world. Because when there's das, then we have the ability to gather up souls, nefoshos, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'loikeach nefoshos chacham, that the chacham has the ability to be loikeach nefoshos, to gather up souls. Vazai, and then the pasuk says, "Ir giboirim ola chacham," that from a city of mighty ones there rose forth a chacham, vayoyred oz mivtocha, and he was able to bring down oiz. Oiz is synonymous with Torah, Hashem oiz lamaitein, mibotcha, from on high. Vaydeze zoichen lahashgacha shlema, and when we bring down a new flow of Torah from above, we're bringing down a strong hashgacha, a hashgacha shlema from above. Ki ha-Torah hi bechinas horus, because Torah is synonymous with vision, the eyes. We mentioned this many times, that the Torah has in it four parts, the tamim, the musical notes, the tagin, the crowns, the tamim, the nekudos, the vowels, the tagin, the crowns, and the oisios, those four parts of the Torah, corresponding to the four elements that make up our vision. The Zohar Kodesh and other forms speak about Tlas Gavnen Deina Ubasayin, the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye. So they correspond to the elements of the Torah. So if we bring a flow of Torah down to the world, we're bringing a flow of the Re'iyah of Hashem in the world. Bechinas tlas gam deina basayin, vaydeze shanu smuchin la Torah, onu smuchin lahorois. And by us being close to the Torah, we're close to Hashem's vision, to Hashem looking at us. Vazai koyach harois bo bechinas hakor, And when this is flowing properly, then the vision of Hashem is working two-directional, du-sitri. Kavyochel Hashem is looking at us with a strong enough look that a laser beam comes forth from Hashem to us, and it's hitting hard enough to be able to bounce back and go completely back to Hashem. That's this hakor. Vazai onu choizrin v'nitztayrin beinov. And then kavyochel, Rabbein Azal explains there that when a person sees something that's very far away, they look at it and they can't really make out what it is. They can't really tell what it is. Why? Because the laser beam, the arrow that they shot from their eye, in a sense, to that item, had to travel so far that by the time it gets to that item, it's tired, sort of. And it doesn't have enough juice, enough energy to make it back, to return back to the eye and bring a picture of what it struck back to the eye. That's when you have chatzi hashgacha. The laser beam goes out, strikes the thing, and gets stuck there. It doesn't come back. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that that's the hashgacha that Hashem shows to the other nations in the world. It's called a chatzi horois, 50% vision, half vision. Whereas by Klal Yisrael, because we are close to the Torah, we're close to the eyes of Hashem, and therefore that laser beam goes out b'hakor. It strikes powerfully enough to bounce back into Hashem's eye, so that our picture, our image, is brought back into the eye of Hashem, kavyochum. Shezeh b'chinas hashgocha shlema. That's called complete hashgocha, where Hashem is looking at us, and he's seeing us very clearly, and he's bringing us into his eyes, kavyochum. Aval hoivdei kuchovim, whereas the idol worshippers, the goyim, horachoykem and atoira, who are far from the Torah, they rejected the Torah. Remember when the Torah was offered to them? Hashgachosam hu rak michetzi horois. Rabbein Azal says the look that Hashem gives them is a 50% look. It's not this du sitri, kavyochom. Vze bechinas tikuno de merkafte ilo merkafte tato. And Rabbein Azal goes on to explain in that chapter in Likud Imran, he touches on the topic of the tikkun of the upper merkava and the lower merkava, shehem bechinas shnei shinin, which correspond to the two shins in our tefillin, the shin of three heads and of four heads, bechinas shnei sichlios, which corresponds to two levels of seichel, ki yesh seichel shel bechinas lekichas nefoshos, v'yesh seichel sheni she'oila imohem umevi Torah. Because Rabbein Azal says that when the tzaddik is involved in bringing new Torah to the world, it's a two-step procedure, and it requires two types of seichel. There's one seichel that the tzaddik needs to enable him to gather in nefoshos, to gather up souls and put them together in the right manner. And then there's a second seichel that he needs to elevate those souls, bring them up to heaven in a sense, and bring down a flow of new Torah from above. The second seichel is that the tzaddik goes up to heaven with those souls, together with those souls that he's gathered up, and he brings down a flow of Torah. Shehem b'chinas shin shel shloisha roshim v'shin shel arbo roshim. This corresponds to these two seichels are symbolized by the two shins in our tefillin shel roish, a three-headed shin and a four-headed shin, which represent these two types of seichel that the tzaddik has to have in order to complete this process. Rav Nosnal says, Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Study chapter 13 in the first half of Likutei Moran well, because here he just gave us, you know, headings. He gave us very small. There, every one of these items is explained and elaborated on.